In Malawi at the moment, there's an extremely worrying situation in as much as all the signs are that this will be the worst hunger season, which is the few months before the new harvest of maize comes in. All the signs are that the coming hunger season, which lasts from January to March, April, will probably be the worst in a decade or so.
Na een reis van een uur ten zuiden van de stad Blantyre zijn we hier op het platteland van Malawi. En ik ben getuige van een voedseldistributie. Even wat feiten om het verhaal te plaatsen. We zitten in Malawi, ten westen van Tanzania. 13 miljoen inwoners en zo'n 5 miljoen mensen worden hier bedreigd met honger.
The harvest of maize this year because of poor rains was the worst since 1994. But in addition there are other indicators that show that there is a coming crisis. And so the World Food Programme and other people are appealing for aid now before it becomes an emergency.
Abo! 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 Oké!
Er wordt met veel plezier mais versjouwd hier. Met spierkracht, twee man. Loop nu even naar een paar mannen toe die hier druk zijn met een fiets. En zo kan het ook. Op de bagagedrager staat een grote tas met mais. Hello, how are you?
Fine, I'm fine, and you?
You speak English?
Yes, I do.
What's your name?
My name is James Nkonga.
And your name is?
It's Elias.
What are you doing here?
We are receiving maize for hunger, see? Because of hunger.
Oh, this year is a bit harder than last year.
I'm Nuska Nguenda. I'm doing here as a field assistant. The hunger is now going up now.
The very worrying indicators are in August, the Ministry of Health did a nationwide survey of all the centres in the country where malnourished children under 5 are taken for treatment. And it found that nationwide, the number of children going to these centres had increased by 29%, which is against the August of the previous year, 2004. So that's a worrying indicator. It varied where in the country you were, but that was worrying. And in addition, there is the maize price. The maize price has spiralled rather out of control, and now it's currently in the south, it's 38 to 40 kwacha per kilo, whilst at the height of the hunger season, at the very worst period of the hunger season last year, it never even reached 30 kwacha per kilo. People who have very little can't afford it at all.
And this little boy is the boy?
Pirani.
Ik zit hier voor een grootmoeder en een kindje. Waarvan je zou zeggen dat hij misschien 6 of 8 maanden oud is, maar how old is Pirilani?
Pirilani is
2 years old. Yeah. He looks very young, hè, for me.
And
what kind of sickness does Pirilani have?
Sorry?
It's lacking 6 groups of food in her body.
How come the child is lacking the food it needs?
Because her mother has got another baby.
The mother has got another baby?
Yes.
So they have to share the food now?
Yes. And because of the poverty.
Ik ben het Queen Elizabeth Hospital inmiddels. Daar ga ik zo meteen spreken met dokter James Bunn. Die het een en ander vertelt over standaard ondervoeding.
My name is James Bunn. I'm a pediatrician working at Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital in the College of Medicine in Blantyre, Malawi. If you look across the year, we have, I think, about 1,300 children admitted in a normal year. So the problem is around the corner. One has to be proactive. If you start raising awareness now, then things will be put in place in a timely fashion. What you don't want to do is to have a catastrophe and then the food arrives 4 weeks too late, which is what invariably happens in these situations. So I have no problem with you visiting the unit and seeing children who reflect what will be coming through, but this is our normal malnutrition.
Yes.